Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to episode 273 of Fourth and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hurd and Mr. Primo in the building. It's a calm before the storm. We're getting close to the draft. The draft is almost here. The news is kind of stale a little bit. But we're here talking the timeline. We're going to talk the timeline today. Figure out what's going on in the world of Philadelphia Eagles news. We're going to try and make the best of it. Right now, I'm in this. I just need this draft to come here. I need this draft to come as soon as possible. I think I've watched enough tape. I'm really on the day three guys that I have never heard of, the East Bumfuck States. Trying to learn those guys, but I know tonight we're going to talk a little bit about our favorite bang the table guys for day one, day two, day three, and some timeline talk. But overall, how you guys feeling?
Feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good. Me and you and Mal were able to get some food the other day. You know, man, the vibes weren't exactly what we were looking for. Can we talk about that right now? I mean, we went down. We were looking for some Eagles fans to talk some draft. Granted, we went down on game one of the Sixers postseason. So I thought maybe, you know, there's a chance that we might catch some more Sixers fans than Eagles fans. But man, it was pretty dead, man. We hit the museum steps. We hit the Xfinity. We were down by the stadiums. We were just looking for some people to talk some Eagles draft talk, and it's been pretty dead, man. But I completely agree with what you're saying and the fact that I can't wait for the draft to be here. We've done so much prep leading up to this, and this is honestly one of my, if we're excluding the actual season itself, this is probably my favorite part of the offseason. It's just gearing up for this draft. But goddamn, man, I'm ready for it to just be over. I want to know what our final roster is going to look like. I'm sick of all the speculation. I want to move on and see what we're going to be dealing with.
It's crazy that you mentioned it because, man, I got to agree. This was my favorite part of the season, offseason, and that just pretty much changed. It's going so slow, man. No signings, no news. As more breaking news on timeline between the followers and the people on the time, on Twitter than anything. But it's just like, come on now. So yeah, I'm with you guys. I'm waiting for this draft to just hurry up so we could go ahead and take the next step forward. Who's going to be a part of this organization so we can go ahead and start doing things. For the past couple of days, I've been hearing, you know, some OTAs going on. Haven't heard anything from us. So it's just like, whatever, you know what I mean? Some people not showing up to their camp. You kind of had to expect it. But other than that, I'm just ready to hear some news about the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's just taking too damn long. I wish somebody would just, you know, kick this thing into next gear.
Yeah, I mean, the gear needs to be kicked in. I mean, right now, I mean, the Sixers are kicking in the gear. Shout out to David, aka Pops. The Sixers, hey, I'm gonna Maxie has given me new life, and Max, I don't know what it is. I know we have MVP or MVB, but I'm just saying Maxie has given me some new lifeblood in terms of the Eagles. Shout out to you guys that are joining the chat. Shout out to Zach. He said, "Wake them up, boys." Him and the family over there, in the nice photo over there. George, go Birds from the West Coast.
Yes, sir.
Got Mr. Narada Watson, aka Country, represent Queens, New York. Aka Eagles podcast is in the building as well. Hey, we're gonna do a mock draft later for you draft dorks that want to stick around. Hey, man. It's been draft season. I think Prime is a certifiable draft dork. I think he's been joined into the club. But before we get a shout out to D Morgue as well.
Got Montana in the house.
Yeah, Montana. All the way from Montana. Hey.
Go Birds.
There's been some news on the timeline. How about obviously QB controversy. QB news is always something spectacular. Philadelphia possibly would be interested in Kyler Murray trade. That's been out there on the timeline. That is something that, as much as, in form of tears, mm-hmm. they might have Kyler Murray above our beloved Jalen Hurts. But I don't like the idea of Kyler Murray asking for money.
I mean, I just look at, one of my favorite football players of all time, non-Eagle football players of all time, is Larry Fitzgerald. I look at Larry Fitzgerald and how he spent an entire career of dreck, where he had the one Super Bowl appearance, but he is one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. And he, for the long majority of his career, he was with just garbage quarterbacks, man. And he never complained once. Kyler Murray is 24 years old? This kid's got 2-3 years in the league, and he's already sitting down here complaining about how, he's unhappy in Arizona. Listen, he was the number one overall draft pick. They brought in DeAndre Hopkins. They brought in J.J. Watt. They built up a solid defense.
Zach Ertz.
Dude, they are putting the pieces around you. And Cliff Kingsbury isn't a bad head coach.
He has no room to be talking.
He's got no room to be upset right now. And that's a successful team that honestly could take, they're a contender. Arizona is realistically a contender. And for him to be this butthurt over this is just, it rubs me the wrong way about wanting to bring Kyler in here. Because I do agree with you. I think that if we're talking about football skill wise, I think he's more talented than Jalen Hurts. But the attitude is not something that I want to bring in here.
I gotta admit, it's unexpected coming from him. There's always that one in the batch, and that batch that came into the league that year that Kyler Murray was involved in. I definitely wasn't expecting him to be the one to go ahead and actually act up like this. But I mean, it's like I just said earlier, man, it's just too early for you to go ahead and be complaining. Like, dude, you only been in the NFL for 5 minutes. All right. 3 years, I'm going to multiply by 15 minutes. You've been in the league for 15 minutes. Like, calm down. You got a lot more to go ahead and show. I mean, you got people that have been in this league for a decade, and they never got to the point where you're at right now. So you got no right to be speaking on behalf of give me some more money. Like, you got a lot to, still go out there and show, man.
Prime is these millennials come in the league. They're trying to,
They just don't earn your keep.
Earn your keep, bro. I mean, it is what it like. It's when guys try to find that leverage, because in the NFL, man, right now players are having their say. They're having it their way. It's almost like it's Burger King, and we are not sponsored by Burger King, but they're having their way. What was I going to say? I mean, what if a plot twist, he goes back to, play baseball. That would be trippy.
That would be wild.
That would be trippy.
and honestly, if you just think about, if you're thinking from Kyler's shoes, he did get drafted. He could play baseball probably at a professional level. And if you really think about it, if he's that upset, baseball contracts are 100% guaranteed, man. Yes, sir. And the lifespan, the career that you can have could be much longer in the MLB than that of the NFL. So, That'd be interesting. He would really like. He would not be able to step foot in the state of Arizona again. That he'd be dead to that fan base if he pulled something like that.
Besides, you know, all this Kyler Murray talk, it's just the fact that another quarterback is thrown into the mix about replacing Jalen Hurts. Like, damn, man, the disrespect.
It's the fans
constantly
that,
coming, man.
I think it's the fans that are not sold on Jalen Hurts. They see any quarterback hit the market and they're just like, all right, okay, it's not Jalen Hurts, I'm in. Like that's their mentality.
Everyone's naked, not everyone, but some people are naked for any news or any signing or whatever have you. But I have a trick for you. If he's the only quarterback, if you say their name four times fast, sounds like a appetizer. You want to try the test?
I know what you're. I already know what you're. Calamari.
Say it. You got to say it for the people, man.
Calamari.
You can't even say it without laughing. Without calamari. Wait, with the southern accent though. Anyway, we also have some news. Other news: Eagles reportedly made a hard play for Mr. Gilmore, another player, another dollar. If we heard this, the same phrase in play for or tried to make a move for, we'd have $1 million if we got a dollar for every time we've heard that before. Obviously, the slaves were out there, maybe politicking with the Gilmores. That could have been a thing. Gilmore girls, you know, his wife was friendly with, Mrs. Slay on the timeline. They're following each other. So we had a moment of there. Now it's looking to me right now that it is strictly we're going to CB2 coming from the NFL draft right now. We still can get a quarterback via trade or some other option. But to me, it's feeling like CB1 or CB2 could be coming from first round of the draft.
Well, it's kind of hard, especially with the other day. What, Denzel Ward from Cleveland getting that big payday? Like,
whop.
It's kind of hard. My bad.
No, you're totally good. I mean, like, I think that Howie Roseman honestly is just taking a page out of the Evan Hearn handbook, if I'm being completely honest. I think he's frugal gang this offseason, which is not always the worst thing, man. I mean, I stated that Ruben Frank post a while ago, just talking about how the year we won the Super Bowl, we had added guys like just gradually throughout the year. And so I don't want to panic over not being ready with a quarterback to head into the draft. I think that this is a pretty deep draft defensively and those guys we'd be able to get. I feel confident in having a rookie top tier cornerback starting as CB2 for us.
I mean, people are already shouting out their players in the chat. Mr. Tone in the building, Tony Tone. He says Sauce, Brad from Montana, shouting from the mountaintops. N'Kobe Dean, who's been randomly falling in drafts, in mock drafts. If you guys do those mock drafts out there,
he's falling in Eagles drafts because I feel like a lot of Eagles fans out there are using their brain cells and not drafting a linebacker in the first round because they know that the Eagles wouldn't do that.
Miss Blue Mini talking about the Kyler Murray. Yeah,
Kyler Murray.
I mean, I think this whole idea of CB1 coming from the draft is, or CB2. I'm not disrespecting Slay here. I'm just saying CB1 in training matched the old to the new. Not since 2002, that rhymed, did the Eagles draft a cornerback in the first round, Mr. Lito Shepherd. That's an idea that come on, man. It's time to get some CB1 junior in here. Paul says CB1, yes. Sauce equals Ramsey type. Whoa, okay. Okay.
High praise.
Dustin in the chat says, I am getting the feeling that they go defensive lineman and cornerback in the first and snag a wide receiver in the second.
I'm okay with that.
If that D lineman could be Jordan Davis, or recently in the news, Devontae Wyatt, domestic case, family domestic. Is he off your board?
Good, I mean, yeah, no, it's not good.
And he's 24 and he looks like he's 48.
The scary part too is that we're getting closer and closer to the draft, so people are digging and diving to go ahead and find any type of dirt on these kids, man. So don't be surprised if some more stuff. So Yeah, so we're looking at more players falling down.
That's becoming somewhat of an annual tradition where there'll be a guy that is in the first round, and then you got a spiteful father, ex-girlfriend, something that wants to go out there and ruin your millions. I think that'll definitely happen.
Tomorrow's news sauce was, you know, caught kicking a cat. It's already something, bro. For real.
Now, in the news, we the Honey Badger thing. If you notice the graphic, I didn't mention he's lurking in the background. I put him there randomly in a weird spot because he's lurking. The news is lurking. It's there. It's about to drop. Hopefully.
Oh man.
The timeline is saying that he's been signed already. Correctly.
God, man. I mean, the timeline is getting way ahead of themselves too. I mean, the same way that Kyle Pitts did. You know what I mean? Kyle Pitts. Who was that? When was that during the Deshaun Watson thing?
Deshaun Watson.
Yep. I think we're just getting ahead of ourselves.
I do think. Oh, recently he shout out to Victor Williams, who put a post about expressing his thoughts on why the Honey Badger would not be here. And then he said, Honey Badger responded and deleted the tweet. He said, LOL. You think, like, kind of like mocking his idea of like a draft prospect being the reason why he wouldn't be here.
KH, what's up, KH?
But
are we talking about banging the table?
Not yet. We're gonna give our bang the table dudes on
No offense, Tyron, since we don't have Kyle yet. No offense.
We wanna hear your bang the table. Bang the table is a draft phrase, okay? When you bang the table for the prospect that you want. So we're gonna give you our first round guys, our second round guys, not first round, first. You know, day first one, day two, one, day three. Two. Guys, that only two. If you got two, you can follow along with us.
Anyone want to send a gas mask to Sauce?
Sauce?
Yeah.
can we get a smoke video here? Did you guys see the idea of Brandon Graham? He said, here's a quote from Brandon Graham. He said, "I just love this game. I can't lie. I just want to keep out this year and play two more years after that. I want to get to 15 years. Then I'll really consider retirement." Then this was on, he was on with Jacob Media. What do you guys think about that?
I like that. You know why? Because that to me tells me that he's feeling good, bro. He's feeling healthy.
Yeah.
If he's saying that he's got maybe another 2 years left in him, that means that the rehab went well, and I'm feeling confident. Dude, Brandon Graham is an all-time favorite Eagle for me. Mm. I love Brandon Graham. And I think that even having him involved in the organization, whether it be as a coach or something like that, his energy that he brings, his knowledge that he brings about the game, and the way that people connect with him. I think he's so valuable in the locker room, and even more so on the field when he's able to make it out there. So I'm excited for that, man. That doesn't make me not consider an edge rusher in this draft. We still have to think beyond BG. But just like Jason Kelce, if we can just have him back, I mean, it would do incredible things for us.
Yeah, BG is definitely somebody I grew onto me throughout the years. When he first came into the NFL, I wasn't a big fan. I wasn't all the way there with him, man. But as years went on, man, he just became like one of those.
Did he catch a boot?
Yeah, man, like listen, man, he definitely got me hooked on, man. And the love I got for that dude is just crazy, man. He's like the epiphany of a straight up captain. Like he is the heart and soul of this team. Last year it hurt for him to go down. And then, you know, all these comments that he's making in the past couple of days, I'm excited to see him come back. It definitely looks like his rehab is going a whole lot better than people expect it. And he knows his body better than anybody. So for him to come out and start talking that way, it looks like things are going in the right direction.
His positivity honestly has the same effect as Tyrese Maxey for the Sixers, bro. Just they're very similar personalities.
Yeah, because I wasn't big on Maxey last year. He was pissing me off on a lot of the misses. And look, man, I can't stop talking about that kid.
I think it's
just like that. Yeah.
They bring a good energy to the room.
Talk about some guy who's brought good energy. Kenneth Gainwell. He said in year two, he's about to go off. Mm-hmm. Now we have in one aspect, have his counterpart in Miles Sanders. With quotes on his T-shirt, kind of putting out a little scene out in Houston, just trying to make it known that he's feeling a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. But his counterpart is saying he's about to go off. Do we agree that he's about to go off? Is Kenneth Gainwell going to have a better year than last year? Is he going to be stalemate, or is he going to fall back a little bit from last year's production?
Kenneth Gainwell, in my opinion, is going to definitely take a second step this year. If you just look at what he did last year in a very small sample size, he was very successful, whether that be running the ball, hiding behind tackles, whether that be just catching the ball out in the flat, getting involved in the screen game. I think that he honestly wasn't used enough last year. And there were times in the year where we would be running the ball successfully with Kenny Gainwell, or, you know, dumping the ball off to him. And then all of a sudden he would disappear for the rest of the game. And I'd be sitting there scratching my head like, well, why did we move away from something that was working? So I think that if Nick, has more trust in Kenny Gainwell this year, he lets him run the rock a little bit more. I think he continues to succeed.
I see some of the comments here about Sanders and everything. Look, I'm going to be one to go ahead and tell you I'm all in with Miles Sanders coming back and proving that he still has a lot left in that tank. He's got that comment out on his that he had put on his shirt. He's just trying to go out there and he's trying to prove to us, the fan base, to the organization, that he's still that man that we ended up bringing into this organization to do his thing. Kenny G is going to go off, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing that dude in his second year. I'm kind of like looking forward to actually seeing that Darren. I just went blank there. Darren Sproles, act from him. Like I see him taking on that role. You know what I mean? And the fact that the Eagles developed a running game last year, late, but they developed it. And then now, I mean, we know we got the players to go ahead and make the plays. So Kenny G, Miles Sanders, those two are going to go ahead and pretty much I think they're going to have a great year. And then I know we still got some other guys in the background, but hopefully, we'll see what happens.
Now, Paul is over here. He's already given his guys on day two.
He's pounding the table.
He's pounding the table for Daniel Fa'alele from Australia. He was at the IMG Academy earlier. He played
100 pounds.
He's actually a little lower than that, but he came out of the same where Jordan Mailata was down at the IMG Academy learning the game of football. He did the same process, ended up going to Minnesota. The funny thing is I bumped into his coaches down in Tampa, and I got to get the lay down of Daniel. They said he was a great player. They said he just needs to be sharpened up his game. Like he's still learning the game like a Mailata. I mean, another Australian prospect, but the fact is, the common denominator in success around
Jeff
here,
Stoutland.
You read my mind.
Mm-hmm. No, I as you were saying it, I was thinking the same exact thing. If there's any guy on this planet that I trust to develop an offensive lineman, he's on the Eagles, man. It's Jeff Stoutland. He's probably one of the best position coaches we've ever had.
Now he's a big dude. It's just a matter of his. These speedy edge rushers can get the best of him. Still has to learn his technique and refine his game. But I think from us, the dude's a huge human being. Saw him down at the Senior Bowl. But let's see. Any other – before we get into our players that we want to, talk about, let's see.
We got the Shea sneaking in here on the Eagles, on the Eagles fan account.
So There's news that a trade could be had recently on Andre Dillard. I saw a picture of Andre Dillard. This is Prime's homie. He owns a piece of Prime merch. So he's already into the trust tree of the Concepcion family. Have you seen him?
He beefed up.
Did you see him in photos, dude? Bro,
he beefed like up, man.
He put on another 20 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, he beefed up.
Anytime I put on an extra 20 pounds, everyone just calls me fat, bro. It's fucking bullshit.
Don't worry, bro. I get it too. Don't worry, bro. You're not the only one.
So I was speaking to we have a trainer at our job, and she was talking about everyone has the COVID-20. And I said, mm-hmm. You mean COVID-19? She's like, no, the COVID-20. Everyone's gained 20 pounds.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I think I got the COVID-25 because... I think that's what it is. I think if we're going, what is
at least we're all on the same playing field, you know?
Yeah. if we're talking about a draft pick, what kind of draft pick or draft capital are you trying to get back for Andre Dillard?
Considering that you gave him that you used a first round pick to get him, I know that that's not going to be the case in return. But I'm willing to give up a little bit less just considering the fact that we don't really need to fill that position. We already have it filled. I would probably take a third.
Third? Okay. Yeah. You're talking my language. Prime, what are you looking for?
I think he's talking all our languages. I think a third would be the perfect scenario.
A day.
Kelly Wilson says a third this year and a third next year. I could definitely do that.
Kelly's getting a little greedy. Kelly's getting a little greedy. I'll take a third. That'll be okay with me.
That would be a steal, but, honestly. Mm-hmm. Not really seeing the guy play as much as we've expected him to play, and then for us to get a third in return, I think that'd be a steal.
So what's it like? The fifth year option kicks in. He was like 12.6 mil. They got to get rid of him by May 2nd.
We got Meany out here recruiting. He said he was with Dennis Kelly this weekend. He was saying now he's a free agent.
It's funny. Like then we would finally win the trade in the Dorial Green Beckham. Like I was like, oh, we won that trade hands down. Like Dorial Green Beckham.
I was convinced we did too, man. Honestly, when we got him, I was like, oh, DGB could be pretty solid.
I think, what would be solid is some of our bang the table prospects. So, I mean, here in the chat, we want you guys to give us your round one.
Day one. Well, we're doing it by days. Day one is round one, but I just wanted to keep it consistent.
Your day one, you're banging the table for this prospect as you were in the meeting room. In the front office, right there, fist bumping with Howie, this close. You got to bang the table for the prospect you like. We'll go with Evan. Your day one bang the table prospect is
that would be the same guy I've been banging the table for weeks. That would be the best player, in my opinion, possibly in the draft, Mr. Kyle Hamilton, safety out of Notre Dame. I don't think that, obviously, I don't think he falls to 15. This is a trade-up scenario. I don't want to give up the farm in order to go get him. I think that this is a guy that, like, I'm kind of targeting around if he falls to anywhere between 8 and 10. If you can make a move, by the grace of God, if he falls to that, you got to go get him. And I think that he would be a generational player that would be, the main pillar of this defense for the next decade or however how long.
Interesting. Todd chiming in already. He's got Jordan Davis as his first player he wants to bang the table for. Now, Prime, who's your prospect you want to bang the table for on day one?
Well, speaking, just keeping it real, we know Sauce is one of those big targets. Hamilton is another big target, but I just don't see these guys falling down to us at 15. Unless we make a move, I don't see it happening. So I pretty much just prepare myself for like staying at 15 and getting that player. So I'm gonna go with Derek Stingley Jr. from LSU.
A guy who's been falling in mocks all across the world.
Yeah. I did a couple of mocks this past week, and he fell there for us a few times.
I can see Prime with his son on one side and doing mocks in one hand.
And then... Hey, man. I can multitask. When you become a dad, you know what I mean? You'll know.
I hear that. Yeah. So you're. I mean, even if banging the table means trading up, that's a form of banging the table. Look, we got to trade up.
I mean, look, again, keeping it 100. If we end up getting any of the players that either Evan, yourself, or myself are talking here, I'm good. Whatever the scenario is, I'm good.
For me, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with Garrett Wilson. Out of Ohio State, you know, Sauce is also one of my. I'm just going to give you one of my bank table prospects, but you know, Garrett Wilson. You're talking about a guy. We've talked all about the different sizes and flavors of wide receiver talent that's out there right now, in prospects. At the end of the day, I've said it consistently over and again. You need wide receiver prospects that can separate consistently. Not once every five plays, not once every blue moon, consistently, you know, you got to give Jalen Hurts another option across the way from Goddard and Devontae Smith. So, and you know what the prices are out there. I seen Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl tweet out everything that I was thinking in my head. Exactly what, and he's a guy that's in these front offices and now running the Senior Bowl, talking about the wide receiver landscape. Did that contract from Kirk change the way people think? Are other teams zigging and zagging while other teams are spending high money on wide receivers? Are they going to go out and get two tight ends? Are they going to use running backs differently down the road? So this idea is out there. I mean, you go get your cheaper wide receiver who could separate in the first round, and that would be Garrett Wilson for me.
I love me some Garrett Wilson, man. I think he's going to be a stud in the league, and I think that he could potentially – I mean, I don't want to overstep my boundaries, but I think him – if you pair him up with Devontae Smith, I think that's two wide receiver ones right there. I don't think that there's a clear cut, you know, one's better than the other. I think that they're both capable of popping off for 150 yards on any given Sunday.
Todd says, I'm banging the table for Stingley. Comey, he says, damn, banging the table. I could just see. I know where his head is at.
Yeah, we know where his head is.
I know where his head is at. Paul from London Town, another vote for Sauce. Shout out to D-Morg. D-Morg has been helping me out compile some of the visits out there. So check out his. He's been helping me. We're gonna put that list out soon. Everything that we found that we could give you guys on where they've been looking. Some of the people that have been working out with the Eagles or having visits and what have you. Eagles fan talking about Travis Jones, UConn sleeper, back end of day one. Okay, second round. All right, Evan, who's your second? Go ahead.
I said we got E-Rock in the chat here. He's asking kind of a question that it was what we're talking about. Who's the can't miss in the teens? This is what we're banging the table for. Whatever Howie can't fuck up, that's what I'll bang the table for. Don't fuck it up. My second banging the table prospect, though. I mean, everybody in the comments here has already touched on it. It's Sauce, man. Day one, I'm going for blue chip prospects, man. I don't care. I think I'm listing two guys that you potentially do have to trade up for, and I'm willing to do so, man. I'm sick and tired of being basic. I want to have a solid defense in Philadelphia once again, man. I want to have some ball hawks here. I think Sauce Gardner or Kyle Hamilton changes your defense dramatically. So do what you got to do to get either one of them.
So can I ask you a question? Go for it. Is that based off of not signing Tyron, or if we do sign Tyron, do you still?
If we sign Tyron, I think that going after Kyle Hamilton is kind of like going after Tyler Linderbaum after Jason Kelce said he came back. I just think it's kind of, but we'd have too much capital in one position. I'd rather spread it out. So if we do end up signing Tyron, my number one target is Sauce.
Right. And now, and that's why I feel like when and if we sign Tyron, mm-hmm. the game plan is going to change a little bit where they're going to mix it up. I know we, especially myself, I was really focused on a lot of defense. But mm-hmm. hey, with that signing, I could see them going, you know, defense, offense in that first round. Mm-hmm. my second one, you know, I was up in the air. It was in a wide receiver position. I knew Garrett Wilson was going to be your guy, so I definitely didn't touch upon that one. But you know, I was looking at Treylon Burks and George Pickens from Georgia. I'm kind of leaning more towards George Pickens. He's got some you know, good strengths with him, you know what I mean, displays good focus and catching in the crowd, you know, and then he's got like this, I saw some videos, man, he knows how to, he could grab, you know, he get a good hold of that ball, you know what I mean, up into his vertical is pretty serious. So I like the way the kid looks. I mean, I think that would be, you know, a good pickup for us if we, you know, again, based off of the signing, if we go ahead and do that free agency signing.
And you're talking about a guy who got a top 30 visit with the Eagles. He came in the same weekend that Sauce came in, so they both were here. You talk about that second round, if you're lucky, a prospect that I did. I went back and watched a lot of Pickens. I watched a lot of Pickens. The one thing I did find that there was some, which I didn't like, was his it's like the want to. Sometimes when he wants to block you, he will throw you into the second row of the bleachers. If he doesn't want to block, the effort, sometimes he's just like, you know, like, but I figure, you know, and it's definitely, there's some tape out there, you watch it and you're just like, I know coaches will be out there like, what are you doing on this play? Why are you giving this 130% effort over here, but on this play on the backside you're not blocking, which could have been a touchdown run. But it is what it is. But Cooper, Mr. Jimmy Cooper.
No hate. I mean, you just got this. Hey, man, listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm a stick with Pickens. Yeah.
hey, Mr. Cooper, are you wearing black Air Force? Because they say those who wear black Air Forces, you got to watch out for. Did you know that, Evan?
I didn't. I was actually hoping you could translate.
Evan has moved into a neighborhood that is a little spicy.
And everyone's wearing black Air Forces.
Evan, if you see someone behind you with black Air Forces,
you got run. A problem. I got a problem solved.
Run. Now, Mr. Pete says Garrett Wilson can separate. That's why he won't be there at 15. This is very true. This is a very possibility. I know Will talked about Olave from Ohio State. We're talking about a guy who can get separation. The fact of the matter is that he doesn't get yards after contact, but he can run.
Dude. Yo, you got to bring up that.
That stat that I was telling you about, the yards after catch. But that's not really his game. But then this is what I'm talking about. Like, there's different flavors of wide receivers. You talk about guys that can break tackles, guys who can't break tackles, guys who get separation with their route running, guys who get separation in the air and can make the catches with the contested catches. Not every wide receiver is built the same. So Olave, he's a technician when it comes to route running. I take it. I'm not mad at it either, but I take it.
I wouldn't in the first, honestly.
Olave?
Dude, considering what we're talking about right now, I would lean in a different direction, away from wide receiver.
I'm going to give you my second guy, and Matthew's right there with – I mean, obviously, Sauce is a trade-up target for me, but Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State, he's banging the table for him. Watch him work, and I hate saying it. Jermaine Johnson, he's a guy who made tons of money down in the Senior Bowl. The dude had the swagger after day two of practice. He absolutely murdered players, and this after practice said, you know what, I'm going home, get my plane ticket, and bring me my money. He just had the swagger after. He was just like, I know what I did. You all saw it. Every single one of you scouts saw it. Jermaine Johnson, he's just a guy who's just been continuously been making money.
You talked about it, and you know what I mean? And I was just curious to know what this Jermaine Johnson was all about. But one thing I got to tell you is the couple mock drafts that I did this past week, he dropped down to 30. Like,
like, I don't think he,
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't know what.
And you know what? You know, when I was telling you, when I was telling you about, Jermaine Johnson was early in the process, and I was like, this is the guy that I'm loving. You know, as soon as I saw his stuff, I said it early enough. Now he's top 10, but Evie, I know you had that stat you wanted to pull up.
Yep. So you shared this with us yesterday. I was just talking about missed tackles versus receptions from 2019 to 2021. Drake London, one missed tackle every 3.3 receptions comparatively to Deebo Samuel, who was best among NFL wide receivers in the stat. He had one missed tackle for every 3.5 receptions. So that is a 2/10 difference. Zach Ertz, on the other hand, one missed tackle every 18.8 receptions, and Chris Olave even less frequently, one missed tackle every 19.6 receptions at the college level. That's a guy that goes down from a gust of wind, bro. That's not first round, bro. It's not first round.
I like that stat, man. That was a good one. That was a good one. That was shut your mouth up stat right there.
Well, this is the level of like preciseness you got to be about. Like, I'm not saying that he's not a first round talent. I'm just saying this is what his game is. If you're looking, your offense requires you to get yak. You're looking for a prospect that gets yak. Then, you know, if you're looking for a wide receiver that gets open and is a quarterback's best friend as well, then he could do that.
Yeah, well, my fear is that we do have wide receivers that can get open. We have a quarterback at the moment right now who can't find open wide receivers. And those are two different issues right there.
Now, Jimmy says, do you all think we're moving up some more in the draft? We're going to have to move up in the top 10 for Sausage. I do. I do think we have. There's a plan in place. There's a couple of prospects they're waiting for that they could draft if they fall in play. But they have to really love these dudes.
I think it is a lot more likely than people think. I'll put it at like 45-55%. 45% chance they do trade up. 55% chance they stay put. I really think it's that close. I think that if there is a guy that starts to fall, there's plenty of names. That's what's like interesting about this draft is that even to the very first pick, there isn't a unanimous first overall pick. This draft is kind of all over the place. These guys, you know, they land in the same areas, but when draft day actually comes, who knows who's actually going to fall? So I think that, you know, if some smoke screens have been created and guys start to fall, the Eagles would definitely trade up if they like a guy.
Now, Feast with Pete says, would y'all trade up 15 and 51 to get in the top 10?
Fuck yeah. Sorry.
I meant to get back to Pete. I know you put a mock draft out on the timeline. I just remember that this morning on my drive all the way to New York City. I was like, what did I forget to do this week? It was I forgot to get back to Pete. But he talked about trading up into the draft. And then I think he made a trade for Deebo Samuel, if I'm not mistaken.
I think we got to keep on pounding the table here.
Okay. Let's keep moving forward to day two for banging the table for you guys.
So first one for me is a guy I have also been bringing up a lot on here. It's Kenneth Walker. Kenneth Walker and Breece Hall recently for me, the more and more I've delved into Breece Hall, he's risen up my boards as well. So they're kind of like 1A and 1B for me right now. It's just, you know, depending on what you're looking for. I mean, comparatively, they're similar. I mean, Breece Hall has a couple inches on Kenneth Walker, but they're roughly Kenneth Walker's 211 pounds. Breece Hall's 217. They both ran a 4.83 and a 4.39 I'm sorry, a 4.38 and a 4.39 respectively. So I think that they're very similar, both size and speed wise. Breece Hall is a little bit more effective in the passing game. But dude, I'm kind of really starving for a running back that can lower his shoulder and break some tackles, man. Like, I want a bruiser. And I think that either one of these guys can fit that bill. And that's one pound on the table for day two.
Interesting. Prime.
I like Jalen Petrie from Baylor. Mm-hmm. I was watching some video on the kid last week. He definitely caught my eye. I like the way that he focuses on watching the quarterback throughout the play, watching the field, observing which way the quarterback is going to go. I mean, then there was some, clips of him being so proactive on the runs. Like, I mean, he's coming from a distance and he's making these tackles, you know what I mean? So it was just like seeing that type of stuff. I don't want to go and jump to like him being a Brian Dawkins or my man from Pittsburgh. I can't think of his name right now.
Palomalu.
Palomalu, you know what I mean? Like that right now, but he has the potential to be one of those guys, like just the hunger that he has on the field to make the play. And so he was one that definitely caught my eye for day two.
I'm going to piggyback right off you, Jalen Petrie from Baylor. Again, we're talking about adding a versatile pieces. You talk about these chess pieces that you could add into a defense. Teams love him. I mean, you talk about being a hang defender. You talk about being a free safety. He's like, you want me to play the slot? I could do that. I'm going to play free safety and strong safety. I could do that. You want to blitz off the edge? He could do that. He could do that. Cornerback. He said, he's like, I'm not playing cornerback. He's like, I'd rather play on the inside. But again, you're adding some versatility. He's a guy that you can bring in there. Going to the chat, see who's got some bang the table guys on day two. Let's see. Todd on, he's talking about Joshua Williams. He's the dude that he showed out. He's the only Division II athlete that came in at the Senior Bowl, showed out, has some size. Looks like he could be Shannon Sharpe's long lost son, though. Todd says Petrie is a honey badger 2.0. If we sign Tyron, perfect guy to learn from. That would be nice. No love for Kayvon Wallace. let's see here. D. Moore, another guy, Brisker from Penn State, another guy who, could play close to the box. He's a guy that he was solid for Penn State. So Petrie or Brisker, man, that's been a common denominator amongst the timeline topics. A lot of people, a lot of fans of both their games. Let's see here. Paul says there are some good safeties and wide receivers in the second round, in his opinion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's did you list your guy yet, Cal?
Petrie.
Well, I'm in the same ballpark as you guys as far as safeties are concerned, but I'm a Lewisine guy myself.
Yeah,
I've been bringing up Lewisine a lot on the show as well recently. Gail, I know you're a man that appreciates a story. You like a story. Grew up in Haiti playing soccer. His mother now lives in Chile. She's never been to the United States. She had him when she was 16 years old. That's why he wore the number 16 in college. He's a guy that he already has a 5-year-old daughter. Seems very family oriented. Seems like he's got the right type of head on his shoulders. And on top of that, he's a hell of a safety. The difference between him and Petrie, I think, size wise, I don't think there's that much of a difference. I think they're both a little bit undersized, but they both, Sean is able to play, down on the line. He's very physical. He is continuing to get better each and every year. I like Sean, man. And I know Pete's big on Daxton Hill as well.
He's got some juice on the back end. I think that's the different biggest difference between both those prospects. I think Sean can fly. A little faster. Jimmy Cooper says Christian Harris and Grant Morgan. Interesting. He talking about getting a linebacker in. Everyone's been talking about Christian Harris. We're talking about safeties. Daxon Hill from Michigan, another guy who's got that versatile skill set. I think there's some talk about him going on day one.
I think he's in that like weird tweener area where we wouldn't like. I think us taking him at 18 will be way too high, and I think that he won't make it to 51. I think that would be. I think Lewis Cine is the same way though too. I think we would have to trade between 18 and 51 in order to go get him.
We got a shout out from D. Morg about the Kyler Gordon from Washington. While McDuffie gets all the hype, D. Morg was sending me some comments about he did a deep dive on McDuffie, and he said he wasn't impressed. We're talking about top 15 impressed. Feast with Pete says Darian Kendrick. Interesting from Georgia. Your second guy, Prime, on day two?
My second guy, I'm going to go with another wide receiver. I like Justin Ross from Clemson. The guy's got some good size to him. He definitely has good focus on catching the ball. He definitely plays, good when it comes to blocking. The only concerns that I got is, the surgery that he had with the stress fracture back in 2021. I know that's key. And then, he really doesn't like the other thing is like there were some clips that he didn't play off the block too well. I saw a bunch of that. Like he was just caught up in the pile instead of getting away. So that type of stuff concerns me. But I still think that the kid is a day two guy.
I mean, if depending on how teams view that, that's the thing. Is the thing about prospects is we never have the medicals. You know what I'm saying? We never have the medicals out there about how bad things look. Mm-hmm. From an x-ray, we don't know that kind of stuff. We never have access to that kind of stuff, so that's interesting. A guy I've talked about recently is Troy Anderson from Montana State. Talk about a guy who plays quarterback, running back, and linebacker. That's a lot of things. He's been solid in coverage. But Adam Michael Gibbs says he's going to pound the table for Troy Anderson with the number 83rd pick.
Okay.
Let's see. We're talking about day three guys. Did I say my second guy?
Not yet.
There's a lot of dudes, man. There's a lot of guys that I would, but one guy that if we're gonna give talk to prospect alum a shout out. Chad Muma, man. Like I told him to his face, I said, "You know what, Chad? I think you've done enough to warrant yourself a day two prospect. A round two prospect. I think the back end of the second, if the Eagles are looking for a linebacker, he calls himself a green dot player. He's a guy that no wasted steps. He's a well known leader in the locker room. Two time captain." A guy who's been just nothing but making himself some money, trying to follow his former teammate Owen Wilson from Cincinnati, who played at Wyoming as well. I think he did enough at Senior Bowl, and I think recently on NFL Network they talked about James Farmer was saying how impressed he was with Chad Muma during the interview process. And again, we interviewed him on the Talk to Prospect. Make sure you check that out. Mm-hmm. That's also a plug. We had to plug the Talk to Prospect in there. So check that interview out.
I got one coming too.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we're on day three here.
Uh-huh.
Day three, bang the table prospects.
I'm getting very distracted. I'm watching the worst parallel parking attempt in the world going on right now. Out
to my right. I think I kind of see like the lights all over the place in the background.
They're going in perpendicular to the curb right now. My day three guy, also a Talk the Prospect alum, that would be wide receiver Khalil Shakir. You to be honest with you, I didn't know much about him until we actually had him on Talk the Prospect, and then I really started to do my deep dive on him. I really, really liked him, man. You know, he's out of Boise State. Obviously, he's a guy that, to me, just looking at his biggest year was obviously his last season. He had 1,100 yards and 7 touchdowns. It was averaging 14.5 yards per catch. But the previous 2 years, he was also averaging 13.8 yards per catch. This is a guy that is able to get downfield, make big plays happen. And I really think he's a talented dude. I think that that would be a late round steal on like a day three type pick.
My day three guy, I think we're going to probably focus a little bit on finding a replacement for Brandon Brooks. So I'm going to go with a guard here. I think Luke Goedeke, if I'm saying his last name correctly.
Is it Goedeke or Goedeke?
Goedeke, something like that. I think, you know, I have a feeling that we're probably going to go ahead and focus somewhere around there on that day. And the kid's got, you know, he's got some good strength. He puts in that work in the weight room. I mean, you think about Brandon Brooks, he did the same thing, you know, trying to stay in shape and stuff. You know, he's not about wrestling his opponent. He's about, you know, moving the wall, getting, you know, opening up the position for either the running back or whatever the case may be. And he's definitely mindful, you know, with the pass protection. So I think that's a good focus that, you know, one of the key things that we'll probably be focusing on day three, you know, finding that replacement.
Let's see. There's so many guys. Like, it's kind of hard. It's really, in terms of finding, like, value at the wide receiver position. Alec Pierce from Cincinnati, he's a guy that I've been – man, between – I was kind of torn. Calvin Austin from Memphis, again – 5'8" in 170 pounds, soaking wet. And Alec Pierce. Those are two guys that I went into the Senior Bowl before the process, picked out those guys before the process started. And like, I'm like, these are the guys. My day, you know, day three guys that I'm looking for. If the Eagles don't go wide receiver early, you're talking about a guy who can play X. You're talking about Calvin Austin, who played X at one, in sometimes in the offense for Memphis. A guy, if you go back and watch the tape, as I always, you'll find a couple reps against Sauce where he made Sauce he get a penalty because he couldn't keep up with the twitch. Talk about Calvin Austin, a day three guy, you know, maybe third round, fourth round, depending on who you talk to. But a guy who can play special teams. I've talked about that return enough. Look at that one against Mississippi State. There's not a lot of cycles that will pick up a ball around five other dudes, get the ball in between, get the ball and take it to the house and not look back once. So Calvin Austin, a guy you'll see now people talking about him. Like, I've been talking about him for a long time during this draft process. He's a guy that, although small, he burned everybody. He's twitched up. No one could cover him down at the Senior Bowl. A guy that's, you know, he could be forgotten about. But, again, I like his game.
Sure, for sure. So, Prime, you already give yours for day three?
I gave my first one, my day. Right. Yeah, my day three.
So, my second one for day three is a Penn State fella. That would be Jesse Luketta. Edge rusher, kind of can play a hybrid linebacker type of position. First thing that caught my eye when reading this guy's description, though, youngest of 8 children.
Holy
this guy's, shit. This guy's an edge rusher, man. This guy's been fighting for his life ever since he entered the earth, man. He's got 7 older siblings. You know that they were tormenting him, pushing him around while he was a kid, man. This kid's been fighting ever since he came out the womb. He's a team captain. He was... Like I said, he's a hybrid type player where he can play as an edge rusher, even drop back into coverage. He's not as consistent in coverage, but just the ability to be as versatile as he is and just as brawny and strong as he is, I think would be valuable in a as in this type of defense.
Yeah, I mean that's motivation just within itself, having 7 siblings, you know what I mean? So I could see him being in that position. You know, he's definitely doing his thing. My my second, third day person, and I'm glad you mentioned Alec Pierce already, because it was him and this other person I'm about to mention. So I'm going to go ahead and step off of Alec, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about Bo Melton from Rutgers. Mm. I know I mentioned him a long time ago when we first started talking draft. You know, I think it's, you know, it's what's the phrase that you guys, it's not sexy. It's not sexy, but you know, I mean, it'll do the job. You know, he's explosive, well-timed leaps to high point, ready to run, stacks cornerbacks once he works past them. And he's got that route running ability to get coverage. The only thing is, like, you know, they talked about there was better tape on this kid back in 2020. So, I mean, last year definitely wasn't like his best year. And then his vertical separation isn't the best. But, I mean, we're talking about, hey, listen, get drafted in the NFL and get, you know, put work onto those weaknesses that you got. And, you know, you could be that high offensive weapon, you know, I mean, coming into the league. So, yeah, I like Bo Melton.
Feast with people saying that this is true, man. Alec Pierce could go early, man. He can go earlier than day three. I think some people have him in the fourth round. Some, you know, it could be interesting. I'm hoping that I don't think he's gonna go late.
Can I ask your opinion on something, Gail? Because I know that this was a heavy topic of conversation last year. I just brought up Jesse Luketta. Background requires some vetting after he was named in a lawsuit that alleged he and Micah Parsons and Yurtur Gross-Matos hazed and sexually harassed younger players. Is that something that – because I know that last year we took Micah Parsons off our board, and quite frankly, I don't think that was the best decision.
I think he was quite with his frankly. Yeah, he's still got time to be a loose cannon. We just saw Kelvin James maybe potentially involved in something. So,
I'm not gonna say nothing.
I'm with you, girl.
This is what you say, allegedly.
I'm with you, girl.
All Kelvin Joseph's boys got picked up except for Kelvin Joseph.
Really?
Yeah,
so he.
Snitch bagging.
Shout out to Comey Pal. He says, bet none of you will be in Vegas for the draft. Hey, we're trying to, man.
You can take that bet to the tables. You'll win something.
Hey, hopefully you go to the draft and maybe you could be our correspondent. Shout out to Puga, who was also our correspondent down in Dallas.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We checked on him. He did a great job down there. But shout out to Mal, who's in the chat. Shout out to the third lap.
Yo, Mal.
He's banging the table for Drake London.
Hey, look, I was on the Drake London boat, you know what I mean, last week. I didn't talk about it because we talked enough last week about him and Jameson Williamson. But Drake London is definitely one to go ahead and keep the eye on. But like I said earlier, man, there's a lot of potential. All the guys that we mentioned on our day ones, any of those picks fall into our laps, I'm good with, man. So day one is going to be very interesting.
D-Mork says, another favorite of mine, James Cook out of Georgia. I'm talking about a guy who can – he's just the way he sets up defenders, the way he makes people miss. I think
pedigree,
he just natural catching the ball in space. You talk about the bloodlines, brother. Yeah. Plays for the Vikings. I mean, if you can get James Cook, doesn't really have – I don't think he has a ton of miles on his – on his legs, that's nice. Hmm. That is nice.
Kobe Bryant was another guy that didn't come up in our pound the table. I like Kobe.
Yeah. Day 3. Are you Kobe?
I like Kobe, but like it's a day three pick. I think it's like a fourth rounder.
I was down at that photo shoot with Kobe. With
this Kobe or the
Kobe? This Kobe. Okay. Shout out to Sweat. Sweat brand, check out their Sweat Taylor. Kobe Brown was at the Sweat Taylor shoot, and Adam, shout out to Adam Bolden, fan of the podcast. He got locked up by Kobe.
Mm. Oh shit! Nice.
Who's out here running routes? Nice. Out here running routes. Steven,
does Kobe got the Mamba mentality? Not to be cliche, but does he have the Mamba mentality?
I think he's got the Mamba mentality. Yeah. I don't think he's got the Mamba athletic
ability. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. But the intangibles.
Right.
Okay. Are there. Are there. Now we've already exhausted ourselves into the the ether of the NFL draft dorkness. And we fully embrace it over here.
Of course. Always.
Some people don't want to do the research. That's okay. But over here, we're going to get into it and have fun with it and be dorks. Anyway, we're going to do a quick mock draft. We'll try to be as fast as possible. We're on hour mark. Mm-hmm. And I know someone's probably hungry. I'm not. I don't even know who's hungry. But I'm just saying someone's probably hungry.
I did the smart thing. I looked at the clock earlier today at like 6 right before we went on. And I was like, I'm starving right now. I was like, usually I hold out and I'll just wait until after the show. I was like, I'm not making that same mistake and sitting there starving the entire show. So I came on here and I was hot miking, chewing a sandwich into Gail's ear.
Yeah. I never want to fight people, but when I listen to people eat, I get triggered. If something happens, I'm in a comatose state when people eat in my ear.
So you know he had you on mute.
So if you've never heard Prime eat pork rinds,
oh, listen, man.
On a road trip, the best. Simply the best. I love y'all. Love y'all dudes, man. So we're going to do a mock draft with the draft networks. We've been rocking with the draft network.
I do want to say that I recently, I'm not sure if this is new this year, but I never noticed it in any previous years. PFF has added player traits.
I knew you were going to say that before you said it. That's how dorky I am.
Did you picked up on that? That's the only website I've seen that's doing that.
I knew you were going to say something about PFF.
About player traits?
Yep. That's how dorky I am.
Well, I'm just passing the info along.
No, that's cool, though.
If you want to throw your Jalen Ragers in the trade packages, now you can.
Or Dillard's.
Or Dillard's.
So for those of you who are listening on the podcast, we are now going into an Eagles live mock draft. Let's see. Let's see what happens.
Also, PFF is free because Frugal Gang.
Okay. We're going to start the mock draft here.
Starter up.
Hutchinson, Willis to Lions, Evan Neal, Trayvon Walker, Thibodeau, Aquanu, Cross, Jermaine Johnson.
A lot of tackles going early.
Yeah, man.
Sauce Gardner off the board. Stingley off the board. We're going to, for mock purposes, which is not bad, moving back from to 22nd. Who offered the trade?
Green Bay.
We're getting 3 picks out of that this year?
That's not bad. I might take it. But for this time,
yeah.
So on the board. On the board as well. Drake London, Kenny Pickett, Jameson Williams, Jordan Davis. Ooh.
I was higher on Jordan Davis in previous weeks than I am now, man. I've lost a little bit of Jordan Davis love. Wyatt the same. I mean, considering the allegations that came out.
But my thing is, if you're going to draft on like traits, like Jordan Davis has some freaky traits, dude.
He's got some freaky traits. He's got some freaky traits. But can he sustain? Can I rely on him all game long as a 3-down lineman?
Are we talking about 300 snaps that he was averaging for the year there? Could he lose 20 more pounds and be a menace? If you're talking about a guy who can beat double teams, okay, this is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. You can tell me where you guys are at.
Go ahead.
We're at 2 minutes on the pick, so I think we're already at a minute and a half already.
Jordan Davis and then a wideout.
I'd be down with that.
I'm down with that.
But
I'm
at the same time, we're going to be hunting for a cornerback, bro. Mm-hmm.
This is true. Well, I mean, Stingley went.
Andrew Booth is there.
Well, we're talking about that first pick.
I might honestly, in considering how the board is right now, I might go Drake London and then hope that Booth falls to 18.
Prime.
I like it. Not saying it just to say it. I'm serious. You know, I'm on the Drake. Because
my thing is, if you don't get Jordan Davis here, you're not getting him. I don't think after this.
Oh. Todd's saying Jordan Davis, then Booth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if who's best available? Oh, God.
Okay, we didn't sign Tyron.
Pete says Drake London. I bet you Mal would say Drake London.
Mal is going to say Drake London.
if you could get Jordan Davis and Jameson Williams, or y'all want the cornerback?
Mal, where you at, Mal? Corner, Mal, where you at? Come on.
I need a corner, man. I say Jordan Davis, and then Booth.
Jordan Davis,
then Booth.
Damn, we took forever for that pick.
Sure did.
So again, on the board,
Drake London gone, Devontae Wyatt gone. Get Booth in the fucking Eagles jersey. Round one's done.
No wide receiver.
Nah, because you got wide receivers in the second round. I'm okay with it. So just go.
Okay, for this mock draft.
Yeah.
Switch it up. I mean, this is what all. Definitely got to switch it up. This is what drafts are all about. So I mean, Alave is there too now.
Why do you do this all the time?
I'm just letting you know.
All right, we said Booth. Pick Booth.
Just letting you know.
And I'm letting you know, pick Booth.
just letting you know. So we went
saying Jameson Williams all day, bro.
Was he on there? Yeah, he was on the board then.
Well, we decided.
Then?
See, I would have picked him.
I would have taken Booth still.
Nah. Well, this is sake for another
was that,
drive.
Was that Sky Moore on there still? You can fuck. Oh, there goes Breece Hall. Kenny.
Pickens off the board. Pickens off the board, people.
Hey.
So Kenny Walker is on the board. Christian Harris, Sam Howell. Well, no, we're not doing that. Kyler Gordon, cornerback.
No, we were talking. What's the best wide receiver? There?
So we've got Jordan Davis and Booth right now, right? We've drafted two defensive players.
Yeah.
Hey, Prime, what happened to all those wide receivers you were talking about?
I know, man.
Well,
we said we were going to go ahead and change this one up differently, man.
But this is good exercise for you dorks out there, who are thinking that potentially, or who is going to be your best? I mean, you got John Mechie.
That's the best available.
I mean,
yeah, go to the wide receiver position. Yeah, Mechie is.
That's what I'm saying.
You got Khalil Shakir.
This is what you're left with when you if you take a gamble.
That's tough, man.
I told you Drake London and then Booth, but you know, you started telling me about how Jordan Davis is freaky and all that.
He always talks us out of it.
That's what I said. I was like, just want to let you know.
It's all right, though, but like I said, we were going to change this one up anyway. We're going to
Okay. So
the past couple mocks have been, you know, similar. Just a moment. Hey, you guys always at this point trigger. Why do you always trigger her when it comes to round two, pick number 51?
Damn, there's some players there. I'm again, like, you're not gonna reach here. We're not reaching.
You already know my choice here, bro.
You want to go Christian Harris?
I'm banging. Did Kenny, I bang the table?
Hold on, Kenneth. You going Kenneth Walker?
Yeah, bro. I banged the table for him. What am I supposed to do? Not bang the table for him now?
He did bang the table.
But we could get running back.
He banged the table.
Yeah, but what the fall off from Kenneth Walker and Breece Hall is up here, and then it falls off, bro.
I'm saying guys like Tariq Woolen are here.
Can you go back to the wide receivers again, real quick?
What am I going to get a second cornerback for right now? We don't even have a wideout.
Go down.
John Mechie, Calvin Austin, Khalil Shakir, Alec Pierce. See, now Alec Pierce is my target here. Not here, but I'm saying if we can get
Alec Pierce,
in the third.
So, I'm yeah, just go with Evan. Evan banged the table with Kenneth Walker, man.
And I banged the table back.
Pete. Alec Pierce.
You banged it on Alec Pierce, but Alec Pierce
he's saying Alec Pierce isn't a reach here at 51. Come on, man. A little bit of a reach at 51.
It's depending on who you talk to. Third, but I know in this draft network draft, I can get him. Third.
10 and 4.
Paul's saying that this is eye opening, and this is convincing him that we need to trade up this draft.
It's a possibility, man.
This is what it is. I mean, this is the question of the
day. Did we get my boy yet? Like, come on, yet? Dog.
Ew, dog.
He's looking for anyone to talk us out of it.
All the time.
He's like, well, what if we go with this guy? Oh, well, now we don't have a running back. Oh,
because I can get, we can get, see, when you bang the table, now I flip the table over.
Yeah, that's who Gail is playing Monopoly, aren't you? You start to lose, and then you flip the Monopoly board.
And I said, Evan, we can get running backs in the fourth round.
And I said, I don't want your butt-ass running backs. I want Kenneth Walker.
That's when
Isaiah.
You got your Andrew Booth here.
I did.
You got your Andrew Booth.
All right. Go for your guy then. The exercise today was banging the table. What I'm doing right now is banging the table.
Hey. There's some guys here. Look at the board here. Travis Jones is still on the board, but we got DT here. Tariq Woolen, freaky athlete, size profile, speed profile. DeMarvin Leal.
I wouldn't be upset with Christian Harris either.
There's your little running back.
I think that's a smart move.
There's your little running back.
There's your little running back.
That means you traded Miles Sanders. Just let Eagles Nation know that Evan traded Miles Sanders. So we're at our third pick. Round three, people are on the board. Isaiah Spiller.
Troy Andersen's still there.
Who we could have picked.
Go to wide receiver real quick.
Troy Andersen still. You're acting like Kenneth Walker and Isaiah Spiller are the same.
Alec Pierce is there, man. Grab him. There he is. All right.
I banged the table and flipped it over and held a gun to someone. Their room. Okay, we were second pick in the third round for those who are dorky enough to stick around for this. I mean, linebacker.
I actually can't believe how many people are so high on the punter, man.
It's a thing. Certified. Guys on the board, Tindall. We get your linebacker here. You got Ruckert, a tight end from Ohio State. I think he's a valuable pick here. I think Dulcich already said that he had a virtual meeting with the Eagles. They said the Eagles were excited about his ability to play in a pro style, concepts. Chip Kelly, school of Chip Kelly. His teammate, wide receiver Kyle Phillips, also had a virtual visit with Greg Dulcich. They both had an interview together. They asked Kyle Phillips who the two teams showing him the most love. He said the Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagles. So of these guys here, Laketa's on the board, Gedecky, Wandale Robinson.
What do we have up here for a linebacker?
Tindall. Tindall?
I would take
Tindall. I like Channing Tindall.
Okay. We'll do that. I'd feel that. If we had another pick, I'd pick up Dulcich, but he's gone.
I think that could be an easily acquired pick. That could be just a player for a pick right there.
Okay, we are on a pick 124 in the fourth round of the NFL draft. Punter for People 2, fan favorite Matt Areza, a field flipper. Wandale Robinson, a wide receiver hybrid with running back ability.
Who else do we have in the wide receiver? Can you click on the wideouts, please?
You talk about another wideout, huh?
I'm looking.
Bo.
I'm hoping we get Bo next in the fifth, if I'm lucky.
In the fifth?
In real life, that might be real life, but.
What about defensive line? Somewhere on the D line.
Edge.
Clemens from Texas A&M. We don't have an edge. D'Angelo Malone, who recently got some love from the Eagles.
Jake Ferguson. I mean, you don't like got Jake your Dulcich, but you got your Jake Fergusons.
I say we can come back for it. We can try. Eagles have been showing love to.
What about O-line? Paul Smith is. We could definitely use a guard.
If Nick Benito,
Kobe Bryant.
I could be talking to Kobe Bryant here. Anyone?
Go ahead.
Do it.
Kobe Bryant.
We need an offensive lineman though.
Rashad White. I know someone in the comment talked about Rashad White and Haskins and Jerome Ford. Those are my guys late. Edge, Amari Bono, Isaiah Thomas.
Pete wants CP3.
CP3.
He said Chris Paul.
Go to wide receivers real quick.
Another one?
I just want to.
Nah, I'm not.
There's Bo. Oh. Bo's there.
Okay.
This is where we talked about getting Bo.
I think he's still going to get him later. But
here we go.
Bo knows.
You guys punched your tables.
Prime kicked the table and he said Bo Melton.
Who did we get with the first pick? Jordan Davis, right?
Yeah. That's the asses out of all of them.
People on the board. See Haskins, Jerome Ford, Zamir White out of Georgia. Punters are people too, man. Pierre Strong, another guy that I could be looked into. Luke Fortner out of
that's an interesting one. Kentucky.
Yep. I'm with that. There's your lineman. I still get that punter, man. Flipping Fields.
This is where you pick your running back, Hollywood. Who would you like?
We already have Kenneth Walker.
No, I know, but Todd is saying this is where we get a running back. Like, do you think that Jerome Ford or Zamir White are in the same ballpark as Kenneth Walker?
Jerome Ford is a guy with low miles. You're talking about he was at the Senior Bowl. He made a good impression. That's where I'm picking.
My point is, if you think that they are in the same ballpark, why is one going in the second round and one's going late day three?
Are in the same ballpark, you're talking about, but you're talking about the positional value of the, like, the board. Like, we know that you can get top end. The edge class is deep. So if you want to get some edges, you know, you can get running back positional value. You name how many players we've across the league you found in the fifth and fourth rounds of drafts. So second round capital is.
I understand the importance of second round capital, man, but I also look at the Dallas Cowboys drafted what? Zeke Elliott, number 4 overall, and he
still haven't won a Super Bowl.
Haven't won a Super Bowl, but he was a stud running back for them for half a decade, bro.
But that's why I'm just telling you that's how that league looks at positional value.
I understand
that. If you can get, you know, what's his name from Green Bay, Aaron Jones, fifth round, like, you know, that's
like you. Like that is something that you don't realize what you have when you're drafting it in the fifth round. You don't just go, oh, this is the guy we're going to take, and he's going to turn into Aaron Jones. It's a luck thing that ends up turning out. You take a chance on a guy in the fifth round, and then he turns into an Aaron Jones.
No, but I'm telling you, in terms of this draft, like, everyone knows that the depth of, like, of the edge class, when you're going to get some quality first-round potential guys in the second round – you know, some players that you wouldn't be able to get. Like, you can get a better running back a little bit later than you can get a better defensive, like an edge later.
All right, so who are we picking here?
If Kenneth Walker balls out this year, I don't want to hear nothing.
So who are we picking here?
Prime's getting hungry.
Yeah, that was
just straight anger right into the mic right there.
We've lost half the people already.
You guys need to handle your personal shit off.
I'm going to go with the punter.
Okay, go with the punter.
Fucking high.
I'm not going far. I could be talking to Damone Clark.
Are we going to look for offensive tackle here?
The board doesn't warrant.
There's Chris Paul.
Who wanted Chris Paul?
Pete.
There you go, Pete. This one's for the people. We'll say we ever don't ever say we never did done anything.
Did Dulcich just go?
Did he?
There's no way.
Malcolm Rodriguez and Damone Clark.
That punter's still there.
No, he's not. Gone.
Going.
He's gone.
Do we have any more picks?
Yeah, we got one more.
Go kill him.
Damone had spinal fusion surgery. That scares me. Tiger had spinal fusion surgery. That guy won a Masters afterwards.
Mm.
Those are two different sports.
Yeah, okay.
here we are.
Banging into something.
There's your second wide receiver, Eric Ezukamo.
Hey, I like him. I like Eric Ezukamo.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Thought you knew.
Late round safety, Todd Cyan.
Bailey Zappi. How about a developmental quarterback?
I guess if you want to waste a pick.
Boom.
There you go. Smoke Monday. Could have got him. That would have been a lot cooler.
It's a questionable draft. I think we're hungry.
I don't hate it.
No, it's not bad. For those who are listening, 15th pick overall, Jordan Davis out of Georgia. Well, the second pick in the first round, number 18, Andrew Booth from Clemson. 51st pick overall, Evan's favorite player ever, Kenneth Walker.
Who That's killed Kenny? I'm hanging out.
83, we went with Alec Pierce. We needed a wide receiver. Hopefully he can fall here in real life. Channing Tindall, linebacker out of Georgia, another dominant player from Georgia with a pick 101. 124, we come back with another cornerback, Kobe Bryant from Cincinnati. 154, Primes kick the door in, pick Bo Melton. This is what this pod was all about, guys getting their guys, and that's what it's about. We went with interior offensive lineman Luke Fortner out of Kentucky with the 162 pick in the fifth round. We went with Chris Paul. That was from Feast with Pete. His selection, he banged in the door. And then I banged the table for Bailey Zappi, quarterback out of Western Kentucky. I watched him live at the Senior Bowl. I remember him throwing a ball, and I was like, damn, Malik Willis has a gun. And they're like, bro, that's Bailey Zappi.
Interesting. Yeah, so we need this draft to come because someone's going to get a black eye on one of these shows, man. Ain't going to be me.
Yo, the threat is serious.
This guy. Why? Run it back in the second. Come on. While we have Miles,
maybe Sanders. It's best that we're not all going to be in the same spot for the draft.
While we have Miles Sanders, like, so you just essentially traded Miles Sanders,
yep,
for Kenneth Walker.
I feel nothing right now.
Not even dead inside.
No, we got we got Miles Sanders in the second. Oh,
I know you already got 2 second round backs now on the roster. So what are you doing with Miles? You're trading him?
Yeah, dude, he's fucking gone.
Damn.
Fucking millennials, bro.
Oh, pizza millennial. We're in.
Yeah. I hope that man wears some black Air Forces when he sees you.
Yo, Pete wears black Air Forces.
I'm stepping over my line here with the Miles Sanders slander.
But this is essentially what you did, though.
No, it's totally what I did, and I stand by it. I'm just saying that, like, I don't want. I play up my Miles Sanders hate. I don't hate Miles Sanders. I think Miles Sanders is a talented dude. I just think he's unreliable, and that's why I want to replace him. It's nothing personal. I just want to replace him with a guy that I think we can rely on more. Hey, man. It's what it is.
Instead of feeding the booby, you freed the booby.
Freed the booby.
Freed the booby.
You're out here walking around with one boob hanging out.
Hella side boob.
That's very interesting. I mean, this is good. This is good. This is what we're here to talk about. Mock it up. This isn't set in stone. One of my favorite picks, Prime, Bo Melton. I like that. I like that selection. I think a lot of people are sleeping on him. A guy who bet on himself, went to Rutgers. His dad said, would you rather go to Penn State or be the team that beats Penn State?
Wow.
And the rest is history. He was on a team that won like barely five games his whole career. But, bro, again, man, Bo Melton, he stuck it out for the long haul with the Scarlet Knights.
Yes, sir.
Any last words? I saw the Rashad White. That's great out of the backfield.
Not much. Just draft can't come soon enough, man. I feel like the clock is starting to stand still. The closer and closer we get to it, but we're 9 days away at this point right now, almost to the hour. So looking forward to it.
Prime?
Just everybody, enjoy the rest of your week. Have a good weekend. And, like I said, 9 days away, the draft could just hurry the hell up and get here. So that way we could go ahead and move on with, the future of the organization.
Yeah, I mean, the news has been slow. Bear with us. Hey, we can't force this trade to happen the signing with the Badger. Let it come. So we'll see what talk about the draft situation. We are going to be live at the Eagles draft party. Second round, we're going to be doing a live show Friday night, and on day three, doing a Saturday show as well for the whole day three. And shout out to Maya's birthday's on Saturday.
Maya's birthday's on day three, so we'll figure it out. Might have a couple clowns in the background, but. I mean,
I gotta get my mermaid costume out of the cleaner.
Evan's gonna be dressed up as a mermaid, so we're definitely gonna have everybody tuned in.
Right. Drafting running backs and
Gail just needs to be dressed up as himself, and that's enough.
Hey, right. I came fitted today with Eagles. Okay.
Nice. I see the shirt too. I see the,
my head lawyer was like, hey man, you have on Eagles colors today. I'm like, yeah, New York Giant. What? So check us out, the live draft party at the Eagles first round. That should be a good time. We haven't been there in a minute as a group. That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I am too, man. I am too. Can't get here any fast enough.
But anyways, man, that was a good catching up with you guys again. Another live stream, another mock draft, a lot of dork Eagles draft talk.
We're off the dork chart right now.
Amazing. Amazing. but for me and the dudes, we'll see you guys next week.
Go Sixers.
Fly Eagles fly. And go Maxi and MB. Get that man the MVP. What the hell?
Get the chip.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.